What's going on, Peak family? This is Pastor Kyle coming to you on Thursday afternoon with a very, very exciting announcement for you. So if you have been in worship the last couple of weeks, you have heard Julie mention that, kind of hinting at that there are going to be some new, fresh things happening in and through our podcast that we just renovated, we just redid, and we just migrated over to a different platform so as to be, you know, available in any and all places where you get your other podcasts. And today I'm going to share with you what that announcement is. So beginning next month, February is a couple of days away. Beginning in February, we're beginning a mini series via this podcast called Views from the Peak. Views from the Peak. And I'll tell you a little bit of what that is and why we decided to create it. One of the things that we have found, especially in church world, is that churches by nature can become pretty insular. We can become these communities and these organizations that only look inward and only listen inward when attempting to kind of decipher what's going on in the world and what's our place in the world and how can we be a part of resolving some of the issues that are going on in the world. And the problem is we get really, really good at creating echo chambers within our churches whereby we're only listening to one another. And sometimes we end up devising solutions. We end up devising strategies to engage the world around us, never really knowing what the world wants or what the world needs from us and thinking that we're being helpful. And we don't want to do that. We don't want to be that kind of church. We don't want to have that sort of legacy. And so what Views from the Peak is going to be is it's going to be a chance for us to remedy that a bit. It's going to be a chance for us to, every single month, you're going to hear me interview someone outside the four walls of our church who is doing really good work, who is serving our town, our county, our world in some really, really powerful and prominent way that we think we need to hear from. We need to glean from their wisdom. We need to take something from their strategy and their posture that they have towards their neighbor and their brothers and sisters around us. And so that's essentially what this is going to be. This is going to be an opportunity for us to hear more from folks who can help us as a church get better at our mission of welcoming those who feel disconnected. Really, this podcast is kind of an evolution. It's not really something new for us. It's the next step for us in what God has been doing here in the life of the Peak for the last couple of years. The last couple 2 years ago, specifically, we as a staff and a leadership team, we got together and we were really thinking through what is the long-term vision and future of this church, and specifically, what do we want to be known for? What do we want to be known for amongst our neighbors here in Southwest Wake County? And we really wrestled with this question, And quite frankly, I think this is a question that any and every church ought to be wrestling with, which is this. If a for sale sign went up in our yard, so let's say, you know, tomorrow, a for sale sign went up on our property at 1200 North Salem Street here in Apex, a really, really challenging and yet healthy question for every church to ask is, if a for sale sign went up in our yard, number one, would people notice? So that's a legit question. Would people notice if we just up and left this place? And number two, would people care? Would people look and say, oh my goodness, like I love that church. Even if I don't go there, that church has been such a gift to this local town. They've been such a gift to our local community. Or again, would they not notice and would they not care? I think these are questions that we here in the local church need to be asking on a regular basis. And so we started asking that question. 2 years ago, we started asking that question and getting really serious about the potential answers to that question that we might receive. And I think long story short of it is, when we looked around our leadership team, we didn't know. We didn't know how people would respond to that. If a for sale sign went up in our yard, we couldn't say unequivocally that people would, you know, come forth and say, oh my goodness, where are you guys going? Or we're going to miss you. We didn't know. And so we knew that day we had some work to do. And if you've been a part of our church for the last couple of years, you know that's exactly what spawned the Peak of Good Neighboring campaign. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're not from Southwest Wake County, you're not from Apex, your mom or your grandma turned you onto this podcast because she attends our church. Number one, we're so glad you're listening, but to give you a little bit of a backstory, so here in Apex, on every water tower and on every city sign, there's a little subtitle that is underneath the town name that says Apex, the Peak of Good Living. Apex, the Peak of Good Living. It's everywhere. You can see it everywhere. And so we had the idea of, you know, that's great. That's great that we're known as the Peak of Good Living. As far from a Christian perspective, though, from a Christian perspective, wouldn't it be amazing if the town you lived in was also known for its commitment to being good neighbors? I mean, yeah, we didn't. None of this is new. None of this is novel. Jesus commands this of us in so many different places. What would it look like for Apex to not just be the Peak of Good Living, but the Peak of Good Neighboring? And when we asked ourselves that question, we said, what would it take? What would it take on behalf of the church? What would it take on behalf of the neighbors here who call Apex home to make that a reality? And so we said, well, for us, it's going to require two things. We're going to spend an entire year. And we started this campaign in the fall of 2017, rather. And we made a goal that was twofold. Number one, if we're going to be the peak, if we're going to help this town become the Peak of Good Neighboring, we've got to actually get to know our neighbors a little bit better. And so number one, we challenged every single person in our congregation to meet eight of their literal neighbors. We had little graphics and little cards that they could take home with them, and they could draw their house in the middle and say, you know, go home and find out what are the names of your neighbors, of the people who live all around you. And then secondarily, can you get to know things about them that you can't get just from looking at their house? Can you figure out where they went to school? Where are they from? Do they have other family in this area? Do they have children? All of those various things. And so on the one hand, it was a very relational campaign for us. It was, can we get better in our own pockets and places of influence of knowing those folks that we cohabitate with? And then secondarily, we said, we want this to not just be a relational goal. We want this to be a missiological goal as well. And so we made a commitment that year that every single month we were going to serve a different people group, a different population in our town each month for an entire year. And so we, in September, served educators. In October, we served residents of an assisted living facility. In November, we took on Thanksgiving Day. We had a team that came to the Peak, and they put together Thanksgiving meals for folks who were forced to work retail. And we took them meals on Thanksgiving Day while they were, you know, working at Rite Aid or CVS, these various places. We did those sorts of things every single month so as to just simply communicate to our neighbors that we're here for you, we love you, above all else, we're for you. And that's the thing we want you to know about our church. That's the lasting impression we want to have on you. That is the legacy we want to leave in this place. And is that not, I mean, good gracious, is that not the legacy every single church ought to be striving to leave on the town and the place in which they inhabit? And so really, that Peak of Good Neighboring campaign, and maybe in an official capacity, it ended in the summer, the fall of 2018. And we as a leadership have kind of been asking in different rooms and different places, how does that live on? Because this Peak of Good Neighboring aspect of our, that campaign became an aspect of our identity. Like now we talk about it, we use it as a hashtag, it's become a written into the DNA of who we are, that this is the type of church we want to be, and this is the type of town we want to co-create with the people in this town. And so doing a lot of thinking on that, doing a lot of praying on that, one of the things that sort of evolved and birthed out of that was this idea. What would it look like for us to host regular conversations with people in our town who are doing really, really good work, who are some are Christian, some are not Christian, who want this place to not just be known as the I don't know, the place you come to when you want amenities and good housing and good school systems, but like a place that really is committed to one another intentionally. And so what Views from the Peak is going to be is precisely that. It's going to be a regular opportunity for us as a church to hear from those folks out in our community that we would do well to hear from. And quite frankly, we probably would never hear from unless we intentionally went out to find them and went out to listen to them. And so That's why, actually, season one, in that vein, season one of Views from the Peak is going to be called Hometown Heroes. And so we're going to interview a bunch of folks here in our town who are doing that sort of work and who we might possibly in the future be able to join forces with to be a force for good here in the world. We've already started mapping out what season two could look like, what season three could look like. Season two, we would love the chance to engage individuals who, you know, again, if we're going to be this church that's connecting people who are feeling disconnected, we have plans to for season two to be an opportunity to sit down with folks who are disconnected from church, organized religion altogether, but people who do have a deep, genuine interest in faith and learn from them. If you've been in part of church world, you know that there's this nun category, N-O-N-E, that's been on the rise for the last several years, folks who call themselves spiritual but want nothing to do with the church. And in many regards, we here at the Peak, we were birthed and our DNA was to try to be a church that reaches folks who are disconnected in that way. And so, again, going back to where I started, if we're going to be a church that even hopes to live into its mission, we can't assume we know the answers to how we engage, but we've got to actually listen to folks who might have the real answers that we're going to possess. So logistical sort of housekeeping note, the way it's going to work is this. So every month, beginning in February, we're going to post one of these interviews. One of these interviews is going to go live on our podcast, actually the very first of which is going to be live next week. So be on the lookout. It's coming at you really, really quickly. So once a month, every month here in 2019, there's going to be an interview that's published with particular and specific hometown heroes here in our area that we believe we as the church need to hear from. And so I'm really excited that the very first one, I think it's very, very appropriate, the very first one we're going to have, I'm sitting down with Mayor Lance Olive, who is the mayor of Apex, North Carolina, right here, right down the road. And so we're going to have a great conversation. It's going to be filled with a lot of fun and you know, just silliness in that I plan to ask him where he gets his cowboy hats and how he can wear those and Converse shoes at the same time. So a little bit of a fashion anomaly to me. But we'll have some fun with him there. And then we'll simultaneously ask him some really serious questions about, you know, what are the things about this area that he loves most? What is the ultimate vision he hopes Apex realizes here in this town? And really, the question that we're going to ask every single one of our guests is, what role do you see the church, the local church, playing in the life of the local community? And how are we doing at that? How are we doing at fulfilling what, you know, they think, and this will be their opinion, but you know, what do they think the role of the church ought to be in its local community? And hopefully the result of this whole conversation, the result of this whole series, is that every single time we leave one of these conversations, we are further inspired, we are further empowered, and maybe we're schooled a little bit in how we can do a better job in not just being better neighbors, but being better forces for God's kingdom advancing here in this local place and in places beyond it. So I really hope you enjoy it. I think it's going to be a ton of fun. I think we've already got three of our first guests scheduled and booked. I'm not going to ruin the surprise for you. I'm going to make you wait to figure it out, but who those people are. But I really do think that you're going to enjoy these conversations. These are folks who have become friends of mine. And, you know, again, whether they belong to our church or not, one of the things that we share is a commitment to make sure we're being good neighbors and caretakers of the place that God has designated for us in this world. And I would think all of us can get behind that. So be on the lookout. The very first podcast episode from Views for the Peak is coming to you next week. It'll go live where all the other podcasts for the sermons and messages are loaded, but it'll be very clearly marked Views from the Peak, and then it'll have the particular person we're interviewing and all of that good information there. We're looking forward to it, friends. We'll see you next time.